Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Removed from Yamamoto choosing LA. He was officially introduced by the Dodgers today. And this from a guy who, in my gut, thought the Yankees were a lock for Yamamoto. They were getting him. It was happening. And I wanted him. But even a little time does give you perspective on anything. I think the Yankees dodged a bullet here. 877-337-6666, the number to get involved. Not getting Yamamoto, having that $30 million a year they allocated for him, still sitting around to do anything they want to do with it, that will be the biggest blessing in disguise for the Yankees in the last 15 years. Because the Yankees are all in on 2024, right? When you and I close our eyes and really picture what the 2024 Yankees championship team looks like, let's do it. Close our eyes and picture last team standing, what that roster looks like, what that makeup looks like. Not the 2025 team, not 2026, the 2024 World Series team for the Yankees. Does that World Series team more realistically have Yamamoto on it or off of it? Think about it. The answer is off of it. They're more likely to win without him. 877-337-6666, the number to call. They dodged a major bullet here. As good as Yamamoto could be, as amazing as he could be, the upside is there. Yamamoto would be a rookie in 2024. The key word is as great as he could be. And could, it implies the future. We're talking future here, not 2024. Yamamoto hasn't thrown a single major league pitch. Goes without saying. He'd be throwing his first major league pitch in a year where the Yankees are putting all their chips center of the table. They're all in. They have to win a championship this year. That's what they're saying by getting Juan Soto. So when we close our eyes, you and I, and picture that last team standing, that ideal Yankees championship roster, the highest likelihood, best odds of the Yankees winning it all, is Yamamoto on that roster or is he off the roster? Highest odds, he's off of it. I think they dodged a bullet. This whole time perspective thing, now about a week removed from wanting him on the Yankees, thinking that he would be a Yankee, thinking that he'd be sporting that number 18 in pinstripes. The whole time perspective thing, it's remarkable. The more I think about it, it's so clear. I get super clear. Bullet dodged, Yamamoto may have been the best move long term. For the future, years to come. But it's too risky for 2024. It's an all-in year. Experimentation, it's not allowed. On vital spots on the roster, when you're putting all chips on the table and saying, we have to win this year. This is the year. We'll evaluate 2025 after the season. It's all about 2024. This could be the biggest blessing in disguise in the last 15 years for the Yankees. By getting Soto, they've indicated that, hoping to keep him. Hoping to keep him, but acknowledging he could walk. He could easily walk after the season. This is a 2024-oriented move. Soto could easily walk after the year. And that's worth it for the sake of winning in 2024. That's what the Yankees have said with that move. That's what they signaled for this season. So this is all about 2024. It's all about this year. You worry about 2025 and beyond when you get there.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
You got to go with the highest likelihood of winning this season. And Yamamoto being a rookie on that team that has to win this season, that's too risky for me. As he gets introduced in LA today, that's a bullet dodge from a Yankee perspective. 877-337-6666, the number to call. Yamamoto was more of a 2025 and beyond move to me. A move where if you didn't get Soto, fortify the rotation for years to come. That's not about fortifying this year's team. Yankees are in much better shape now having that $30 million AAV. They offered him $10,300. $30 million AAV still available to do whatever they want to do with it. Bring in proven arms. You have $30 million AAV, maybe more. Who knows what the Yankees have up their sleeve? But you got $30 million AAV to spread around on proven arms who've thrown a big league pitch. To make sure you fortify 2024. By bringing in Soto, acknowledging he could walk, it's all about this year. So you leave little a chance for 2024. You're in much better shape with guys who have a big league track record. A cease trade? Mariners, Gilbert, Castillo, trading for those guys? A Corbin Burnes trade? Even free agency, where the options aren't as rich. Even a Montgomery and Giolito tandem in free agency. Montgomery and Montas tandem. These are better moves for 2024 than Yamamoto. They just are. It tells me the Yankees dodged a bullet with Yamamoto when you go down the list, even the most middling, mediocre options out there. The most middle-of-the-pack options. They're better for 2024 than a rookie, unproven pitcher who could be tremendous. He could be prolific, for all we know. He could also flop. But it's a pricey gamble question mark that a team that's willing to lose Juan Soto in free agency. I don't think they will, but they're willing to lose Juan Soto in free agency for the simple price of a championship. Winning now. That's what the Yankees have signaled. You're going to give 12 years, 325, when you can spread that around to guys who you know what they can do, and you need to be assured this is the best roster to win a championship. Major bullet dodge as Yamamoto gets introduced in LA.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.